Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Cultist. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose higher ego flexibility energy is leading them towards living in the role of the cultist as they go about living their daily lives. A person who has identified someone or some group they must follow without question. A person who believes the leader or group possesses what they must come to possess in order to experience happiness and meaning in their life. A person who sees the leader or group as knowing the right thoughts, feelings, and behaviors to emulate and blindly follow in order to bring them to the truth, often failing to realize that the true leader to follow in one's life is oneself, not others. To be the leader on one's life and to be fully accountable for one's thoughts, words, and deeds, not the leader or group. There are plenty of people who live in this role because there is no shortage of the supply of the higher ego flexibility energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role. This person can be you, or a family member or friend, or someone who suddenly and unexpectedly drops out of familiar social circles because connection to them is no longer permitted explicitly or implicitly by the leader or group they have begun to follow. We are seeing a lot of them who have gravitated to various forms of social media, which have become their leader or group. Today, I'm going to take you into the cultist mind by sharing with you, what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing. And exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role. All in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the cultist's higher ego flexibility energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, values, and prejudices are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and which lays the foundation for their personality and cultism. It's their higher ego flexibility energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the cultist forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the cultist is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself or the energy that it is, or the person whose mind it is inhabiting. The person living in the role of cultist forms the thoughts, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the cultist mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own. But they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life and only present when needed if our survival is truly being threatened. So that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the cultist need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? Now, we want to believe it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? An answer that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about, helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize you're living in, just as the cultist is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or a cultist or a sociopath or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on roles people live. Another way of putting it, the narcissist often doesn't know they're being a narcissist. The cultist often doesn't know they're being a cultist. And the paranoid person often doesn't know they're being a paranoid person because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find out that answer so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's. Or they'll just be spending their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the cultist needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the cultist is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the cultist has a spiritual core that we all have, due to having the love, life, and energy God is within their being, they are not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, higher ego flexibility energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly towards themselves. Sadly, Spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the cultist is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. Sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Many cultists never get better. They die never having really lived. They spend all their time surviving within their cultist thoughts, beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the cultist by first giving you a brief description of the role of the cultist, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can kind of be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The cultist has identified someone they must follow without question. The person they follow can be a family member, but often it's a famous person like an athlete or an artist or a religious leader or a political leader. The person they often follow may have a particularly appealing quality they often see missing in themselves. These cultists often find leaders who have a lot of charisma, a quality that's almost a magnetic pull that they can bring the cultist toward them with. The cultist often thinks about or talks about the leader with adoration. There's often this intense sense of looking up and adoring, in some respects, the leader. And it comes through in their way of talking about this person, the way they refer to them. The cultists can't allow themselves to question the leader. I'll probably be saying more about this, but questioning the leader is a no-no for the cultist. Everything or much of what the cultist or what the leader of the cultist suggests is to be known as truth is beyond question when one is slowly and gradually becoming a cultist. The cultist believes that this leader possesses what they must come to possess in order to experience happiness and meaning in their life. So oftentimes the cultist sees the leader as a means to a better life, a greater life than the one in which they are living. The cultist sees the leader as being the guide, the person who can get them there. And the leader has often sold them on this notion that they are the means to which the cultist can experience and know a better life. The cultist often sees the leader as offering something they are missing, something they are lacking within their life that can be found and can be known by becoming much more deeply connected to the leader they are following. Again, I said it could be somebody who's a famous person, an athlete, an artist, a political leader, or a religious leader. And often there's a hidden contract that develops in which the cultist exchanges control over what they think by the leader in order to get what they are missing or needing to get to a better life. So there's this an agreement, so to speak. It's not explicitly stated, but there's that feel of an exchange going on in which the cultist begins to look upon the leader as that means, as I said earlier, to a better life. And the control over what the cultist thinks begins to gradually and subtly develop over time, until it becomes very, very deeply entrenched. This leader knows the right thoughts, words, and feelings to emulate, and they blindly follow this person so as to not lower the leader's credibility and their own access to the truth. So again, questioning is not permitted, and they follow this person. The cultist often develops an absolute view of the leader's teachings or messages. They are seen as absolute truth, not to be questioned. Whatever their messages are, their ideas, their beliefs, they are following. And they often elevate these teachings as beyond being challenged or questioned. They're just something you're not permitted to do. You're not allowed to question them. And they tell themselves that as part of the contract, the agreement, the exchange that the cultist can get to this better life than they may be experiencing as a result of unquestioned following of the leader. It could be a political leader. It could be a religious leader. It can be that. Questioning is viewed as being as weakening the leader and by extension the cultist. So if the cultist starts to question the leader there. That's viewed as a means to weaken a leader. They don't want to weaken the leader. They want to strengthen the leader. And so non-questioning of the leader is a way of strengthening the leader, but also the cultist, because they are in that relationship with this person, with this leader. The cultist often wants others to know this truth as well in order to further validate the leader and their decision to follow this person. So for many cultists, it's not enough that they've embraced this leader, but they want others to do so. It's a further affirmation of their decision, of their being connected deeply to this person by trying to have others follow. So the cultist often wants to get converts, getting other people to join them in following a particular individual. The converts, getting them, reinforces the cultist's beliefs that they themselves are on the right path. I'm on the right path if not only I follow this person, but you follow this person too. And a lot of times they genuinely believe they are helping others, which really deepens their passion and their efforts to get converts to follow their leader. The days of being a cultist will be numbered when they begin to have questions about the leader and to see more of whom the leader really is. Not just all of the, I guess, positive and desirable things, but all the things that may be lacking or be negative about the person they are following. An awareness that the person should be following is herself or themselves, the cultist, may then crystallize, meaning open the door that the insight is, I really, really need to be following me, not the other person. And that's a big leap for the cultist to see the holes that often exist in the leader's teaching and in the leader, seeing those things that are lacking, that are missing, that are weak, that are undesirable, that may not lead them to a better place and a better life. And the cultist will stop being a cultist when they realize that they need to think more for themselves and follow themselves. That's a big door for them to get through, following themselves and thinking more for themselves. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity with people who are living in the role of the cultist, and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further in today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the cultist needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the cultist. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in higher ego flexibility energy the cultist is using to survive in their life, and it are serving as the foundation for the thinking and feeling and behaving that they make use of as they go about living their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says you must surrender your mind to your leader. This person's thoughts, words, and deeds will keep you safe and help you survive. This person is the knower of the truth and possesses supreme wisdom. You must give your mind to this leader to be safe. Here the cultist is teaching themselves with their higher ego flexibility energy that they need to allow the leader to take ownership of their thinking, in a way that they can stop owning their own thoughts and beliefs and attitudes and values, and that they should take on those of the leader. Their thoughts and their beliefs and values must become those of the leader, is what ego is leading the cultist to come to think. When the cultist becomes more like the leader, that makes them safer and enhances their daily survival. And here is the nature, the core nature of ego energy at work to foster, to promote a tighter connection to safety or survival, which for the cultist will come in the form of embracing the truth that the leader would be trying to guide them towards. So if the leader says it's a good thing to lie or mislead people, the cultist will accept or do this to remain tightly connected to the leader. So there isn't supposed to be any daylight between the cultist and the leader and whatever the leader is telling them. Now, again, I think this sounds really odd, unusual, even crazy, that perhaps a leader is pushing the cultist to embrace distorting truth, misleading people, lying to other people. But as I've said, this is the abnormal, normal world of the cultist, but also of what happens when our ego energy becomes imbalanced, whether it's a power imbalance or a flexibility imbalance or a vulnerability imbalance. It's all leading in the same direction of a lot of abnormal, normal that the person takes on, and this is what I refer to as being ego stupidity. Ego's voice says it is not for you to question this person's truth, that being the leader, which would risk your safety. Your leader will let you know this. This person's truth cannot be questioned, as they would never lead you astray. They seek to protect you and everyone. And here the cultist is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy that questioning the truth of the leader is a bad thing. So when people are heavily into cultism and following the leader, as I've said, it could be a famous person of some note that they have embraced. It could be artists, it could be athletes, it could be political leaders or religious leaders, that the whole questioning is just not permitted, and they teach themselves due to the lower or higher ego flexibility energy not to do that. That it's bad because the cultist is placing themselves, that is questioning the leader, at risk by doing so. So if you start to open that door, and that's what makes cultism such a tough area for people to leave, is because they've locked themselves into this need to stay tightly connected and not question the leader. The leader, in order to keep them safe, will tell the cultist in any terms unnecessary, including with warnings or threats, to not question them or risk their safety and survival. So the leader will often keep people in the fold, so to speak, by using threats or challenges. A lot of them about what they risk by changing and leaving or not embracing the leader's truth, particularly the notion that safety and survival and protection will be lost. I mentioned, I think, something about illusions, the loss of worthiness, the loss of connection, the loss of equality will come to someone who chooses to start to think differently and question the leader. And that the cultist is never to forget that the leader is always trying to protect them. And this is what the cultist begins to tell themselves, that the leader is about protecting them, trying to protect them. And again, that's that ego energy, survival tone being woven into the thoughts and approaches of the cultist. Ego's voice says that the leader has been given special gifts that neither you nor anyone else can possess. This person shares their wisdom with you as a sign of love. The leader is raising you up with their wisdom and love. This person will lead you to be what you could not be otherwise. This leader must become your God. So these are the kinds of things that ego's voice is filling in the mind of the cultist with. Here the cultist is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy, to elevate the leader to a special place. In a way, to put them above anyone else. And that this elevation is what makes it especially important to follow the leader. We don't follow leaders who are equals, but follow leaders who are above us. At least that's what the ego energy is leading that person to, the cultist to think. That elevating the leader is really important as a basis for why we would follow them. Because they are special and we are not. The cultist must come to recognize the leader as deeply loving them. And that's what they are teaching themselves, that this leader loves them so much. And this reminds me sometimes about, well, you've heard of that dear leader talk going on in certain places when people have started to find somebody who's an absolute leader. But keep in mind that the love will end if they stop following. So the love only goes as far as the cultist is willing to follow, and then it's done, it's gone, and it has nothing to do with being an unconditional love that true leaders have. The cultist must come to recognize that the leader is the difference between who they are and what they become, or what they can become. So the cultist is teaching themselves that I need this leader to make things different for me in my life in order for things to go and become better and for me to have a better life. And that the cultist is the reason for that. That's something they teach themselves. The cultist must become for the leader must become for the cultist like a deity. someone they no longer think of as a fallible human. So when the cultist is getting heavily into their cultism and following the leader, again, I said earlier about elevating, and by elevating them, they are also beginning to see them as somebody who is not a fallible human being, someone who is beyond that, someone without human weaknesses, particularly as they relate to faulty beliefs and attitudes, that their truth represented in their thoughts and beliefs and attitudes that, and values that the leader is espousing are beyond question. They are without weakness. Ego's voice says, you must also lead others to this person so they can be safe and survive. You must distance yourself from those who will not follow your leader's truth, even those you love and who love you dearly. You must not listen to them or you will be lost. They have been unable to make you safe or ensure your survival, even with their love. Here the cultist is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego flexibility energy, that it's important to bring others to the safety and survival that the leader offers. So there's a need to convert other people to follow. And I think this can take the form of people who do a lot of posting on social media involving a particular leader that they are following and who they are trying to get others to follow. The cultist can engage in intense efforts to save and protect others whom they perceive as being endangered. So the cultist often gets carried away with their needs to save and protect others whom they start to identify as being endangered if they fail to follow as the cultist is following. So this might not be a person you want to have at Thanksgiving dinner who can't help themselves but start to get into conversations about where they're coming from and what their life is about and how they want others and need others to start to go in that same direction. Just as importantly, the cultist is to create distance from those who reject the messages the cultist is repeating from the leader. So the cultist begins to tell themselves that it would be necessary to to get distance, to distance themselves, to disconnect from people who are non-believers, who are non-followers of the leader that the cultist is following. And that to remain connected to these non-believers, these non-followers, would place them at risk, their safety and survival. So the cultist begins to teach themselves that they can't stay connected to them because that would risk their safety and survival. Even people that they hopefully or do love and care about, but they create that distance. Ego's voice says, they have been unable to offer you meaning and purpose within their truth. They can only lead you from the truth that your leader has shown you. You must challenge those who would defile the leader's truth, your truth. Your leader loves you as no one else has or can. Cling tightly to them so you will bask in their light. It is here that you will be safe and protected and will survive well. Here the cultist is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego flexibility energy that people who are non-believers and non-followers are to be treated with skepticism and suspicion. That there is a clear difference between what they have to offer and your leader. That the cultist must draw a clear line between the two with rejection of non-followers and non-believers if necessary. And this involves this rejection, gaining distance It can take the form of physical distance. They no longer spend time or interact with the family members or other people that they have loved. Social distancing, and even, again, within the confines of their beliefs. That the cultists must come to know the leader's love, really recognizing the leader's love in their efforts to get them to know the truth, that it's more important to receive than the love of non-believers and non-followers, because it is the love that brings with it safety, protection, and survival, which is not what the non-followers have to offer. We have reached the end of our focus on Ego's Voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego flexibility energy within the mind of the cultist. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the cultist is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'll be looking at what the voice of spirit is saying to the cultist that they are unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego flexibility energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, the cultist will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says, "The earthly and divine leader you seek can only be found within. You must be the leader of your earthly life. This leader resides within you, not elsewhere. Seeking this leader elsewhere only leads to suffering." Here, Spirit is saying that the place to find your earthly leader, which is you, and the divine leader, which is God, is within yourself. That being the earthly leader of your life is not an option, because you were given the gifts of life, and creating the life in which you are living so that you can be the leader of your life. Very powerful message going on inside what Spirit is saying here, that your life, the life that you have been given has, you're being the leader in it, the leader of it as a human. And that the gift of creating your life is also part of you being the leader of your life, the person who sets the path, who creates the direction in which your life is to be lived, not somebody else. Spirit is saying that the cultist looking for leaders elsewhere is likely to get them lost on their life's journey. In a way, the journey starts to take the form of the leaders, the outside leader, the leader is that the cultist is following. It's their journey you're beginning to follow, not your own. And you're here to live your journey. This is your life. The life, the gift of your life and the gift of creating your life are for you to lead your earthly life. And that you can become lost and you engage in what would be suffering because the cultist stops finding and being themselves in favor of someone else. And we see that a lot, that the cultist starts to take on the persona, the beliefs, the truth of the leader they are following beyond themselves rather than following themselves. And that's suffering because you stopped embracing and living the gift of your life fully and the gift of creating your life fully. It's as if those gifts no longer matter and that you are following somebody else's path, not your own. Spirit's voice says, the true earthly leader does not lead you to them, but to yourself. They can only serve as your guide while living their divine truth. You will become your leader as you awaken to your divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the cultist must learn that true, genuine, earthly leaders are those that guide you with their wisdom to you being the leader of your life. I think that's a particularly important understanding, awareness that one must form, that we do listen to people, we can learn from people, their messages, but ultimately those leaders are about or should be about leading us, to being the leader of our earthly life. That the cultist is being misled by themselves and others who tell the cultist that they are to follow others, that hearing people messaging that their purpose or their means to life or better life is only to be found by following in a very absolute way others, rather than understanding that true leaders, healthy leaders, are about leading you to you. Spirit is saying that the qualifications of a true leader is their ability to be the love, life, and energy God is as they are leading you to you, not them. Being the unconditional, connective, unlimited, and unburdened love God is within their way of being with you is what a true leader looks like. A healthy leader is respectful of all life, not just the life that they want to embrace and have you embrace, and treats it as being worthy and equal and connected rather than being unworthy, unequal, or disconnected if they fail to embrace the leader's version of truth. Often seen in people who are being false leaders that people follow but don't realize these are things that are lacking. spirit is saying that the cultists will become their leader when they are being the love, life, and energy God is in their life, and they are embracing each of the divine gifts, that we become the leader of our earthly lives when we are being the unconnective, unlimited, unconditional, unburdened love that God is. Spirit's voice says, many illusions have led you to your earthly leader. Illusions of separation, inequality, and unworthiness, which this false earthly leader has preyed upon. They seek to make you feel worthy, equal, and connected within their truth. Such leaders seek to own your mind with their truth, asking you to disown yourself and others in the name of their truth. Here, Spirit is saying, the cultist is being taken in by the false earthly leader who speaks within their messages to the cultist's needs, often unrecognized, to feel connected or belong, to feel or be made equal, to feel worthy, that the false earthly leader in some ways is preying upon these needs of their followers. Spirit is saying to the cultist that you're already connected. You're already worthy and equal. You just don't know that you are. And that's the difference between the absence of worthiness and connection and equality. Spirit is saying that is not the issue. The issue is that you don't realize it. And you're succumbing to these egoic illusions, as I talk about in my book, Ego Spiritualism. Spirit is saying the false leader is exploiting these needs by telling the cultists that they can be met with embracing their truth, the false earthly leader's truth, that can all be handled and taken care of. You can live this better life, this greater life, by following me, not yourself. Spirit is saying the false leader is telling the cultist that you can become connected and worthy and equal by, again, by becoming me. Not just following me, but you go further. Become me. Be exactly like I am. Think exactly the way I am. Let there be no distance between the two of us. Spirit's voice says they compel you to know their truth with fear or abandonment by them. You must now understand that no one can be your leader by owning your mind with their truth. You cannot give your mind to another in order to know the truth, as it does not reside there. Here, Spirit is saying that the false earthly leaders often use force or some form of compulsion to make the cultists follow them and their truth. Some of this can involve messages to the cultists that they will no longer belong or be worthy or be equal if they question the leader's truth. Spirit is saying to the cultist that you cannot give your mind to another and fill it with their truth and have a leader. Spirit is saying to the cultist that you can either be your true leader or be leaderless. The false leader cannot be a substitute. So that's the only choice, having no leader or being your leader. The false earthly leader cannot actually work as a substitute in your life. Spirit's voice says, requests by them to disown others in the name of their truth reveal the distance they are from knowing divine truth, that is the earthly leader. The efforts, they are at a distance from divine truth. You will not ensure your safety or survival by surrendering your mind. Only suffering born from living at a distance from your divine truth. This suffering will end as you awaken to divine truth within the time and place of your choosing, as you begin to hear my voice. Here Spirit is saying that the cultists can recognize the false leader in their failing to be the love, life, and energy God is within their teaching and leading. That the cultist can recognize the false leader who encourages the cultist to push away those who are non-followers and non-believers. Just think about that, this notion that you must reject those who do not follow who the leader, their leaders are, who the cultist has become their, who identified as their leader, and telling the cultist to reject those who are non-believers. That's not something that a genuine, true leader would do. Something someone like Jesus would have embraced non-believers and non-followers, not discarded them or rejected them. That the cultist within surrendering their mind to the false leader is accepting an invitation to suffering rather than being made safer. This goes back to something I think I mentioned earlier about suffering that occurs when we are unable and to be ourselves, to lead our life, to create with the life, to create the life in which we are living. And that the suffering of the cultist ends as they become the love, life, and energy God is within their working with their mind to know their truth. Spirit says, you have been given the gift of life to seek and find your earthly and divine leader. This gift will allow you to awaken to the true leader within you. A leader known within the meaning and purpose to which you have been awakened. A leader who will be known upon embracing the gift of creating life within the love, life, and energy God is. A leader who can only be you, as you have the gift of God within your being. You have no fear of abandonment if you do not awaken soon, as you have the gift of eternal life within to which to awaken to your divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the cultist, like all people, has been given life in order to be the leader who embraces this gift and everything life has to offer. That this gift cannot be embraced for them by following someone else and becoming more like them than the person who is to live their life. Spirit says the cultists must find their way to the meaning and purpose their life is to have by looking within. And Spirit is saying when the cultist is creating their life while being the love, life, and energy God is, they have become their earthly guide and leader. We have reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not egos, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's. As you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.